Pushkin.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You can find inspiring stories almost anywhere. For instance, check out the co-founders of Girls Who Do Interiors. This Miami-based design company was started by three friends when they were still in school. And right from the start, they turned to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards. And they handle them all in one place with the Chase mobile app. It's so important to have that kind of help when you're just starting out. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey everyone, it's Sam. You're probably not used to seeing Talk Easy in your feeds this time of the week, but I wanted to tell you about this new show I'm co-hosting for the next month with my friend David Villar. It's called The Last Dance After Show, a podcast on the titular documentary of Michael Jordan and the 97-98 Bulls. As some of you probably know, I was born and raised in Chicago, so this series is especially near and dear to my heart. Plus, in the absence of sports, I don't know about you, but I've been searching for anything to distract me from the day-to-day madness. So, if you too have found refuge in The Last Dance or just need some more basketball in your life, go and take a listen. This week we sat with writer-director Adam McKay to talk about Jordan's competitive mentality, writing comedy for Shaq on SNL, a wild Ron Artest story, and a whole bunch more. Coming up on the podcast, we're talking to filmmakers like Jason Hare, Steve James of Hoop Dreams, Bill and Turner Ross. We also got former Bull Bill Cartwright, comedian Heidi Gardner, and writers like Sam Smith, Casey Johnson, and Chuck Klosterman. New episodes air every Monday and Thursday. Also, all proceeds will be going to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization. We're trying to raise attention and money for the great work they do, especially right now, as they assist those affected by the COVID-19 crisis. To learn more, be sure to visit their website at www.feedingamerica.org. You can subscribe to The Last Dance After Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you do your listening. I'll see you back here this Sunday with writer Roxane Gay. Until then, I hope you're having a good week. Stay safe.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Smart journalism. Fascinating topics. Words that describe CNN's podcast, The Assignment with Audie Cornish.
Last year, the Army missed its recruitment goal. It had 65,000 spots to fill and came up 10,000 short of that target. Why is it so hard to recruit? How's the Pentagon responding? And how are the voices of service members on social media shifting the balance?
Listen to The Assignment with Audie Cornish wherever you get your podcasts.